This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right now at the D.C. jail, it's 52 fun-loving degrees. The news was brought to you by Britch's Great Outdoors, and I'm Lori Neff for W.
Hey, can't this show be interrupted due to difficulties beyond somebody's control?
AVA.
Thank you very much, Lori. This is the Morning Zoo Show starring Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Hi there, I'm their producer, Frank Murphy, 532 on 105 WAVA, and it's an action-packed Monday morning as the Redskins are victorious. You'll hear all about that on the program this morning with exclusive reports from Mark Rippon and George Michael. But wait, there's more. Also, of course, the Rolling Stones in town, so maybe a Stones concert update or some other nonsense along those lines. And actual comedy material about the only English-speaking country in Central America and how they are just the biggest Cubby fans south of the border. You'll hear all about that on the and a whole lot more, starting off with the cavalcade of comedy coming up on your radio next.
Don and Mike, WAVA.
He's back. And he's stalking a psycho who wants to make the Chicago Cubs pennant contenders. Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry Carey.
Hello, everybody. This is Harry Carey with Steve Stone, and the f***ing Cubs are getting the s*** beat out of them today.
Clint Eastwood gives a Hall of Fame performance as the legendary Cubs broadcaster. There's action.
The pitch. Strike at the he threw that f***ing ball right past Clark.
Suspense.
It f***ing might be. It f***ing could be. It is a f***ing home run.
Romance.
Oh, look at the tits on that broad, Steve. Holy cow, shit.
Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry Carey. Coming to a theater near you.
From the Chuck Bear Stages in Hollywood, California, it's The Dating Game.
And welcome once again to The Dating Game, and here are the guys. Good luck, guys. From Newport News, Virginia, Bachelor number one returns to The Dating Game for a second season. He's a tennis instructor, an avid outdoorsman, the very glib and very handsome.
Don Geronimo.
We're playing to about 120 million people, including Canada. And we've got some marvelous people out there along the Love Network. And we've had a very busy year. And this is the fruition of that year. And we will try desperately to entertain you and inform you. I guess this song, and a lyric written by the lovely and wonderful Lil Mattis, really says it best. And I would like to remind you of these words.
Mary and Barry, Mayor of Washington.
I was coming to a celebration as I've done for the last 11 years. And when I got there, there were a small group of people who were cursing, boisterous, beer cans up in the air, calling my wife names, my mother-in-law names, and I reacted. And just for the record, if I offended some people, and I'm sure I did, I want to apologize to those I offended.
You find
One, two, three, four. Hot as Spock. Hello, this is Vic Tayback, and I never listen to Don and Mike in the morning on the zoo. I'm done. That's very confusing. On 105 Wapa. Who is your target audience that I have to tell them what channel they're already listening to?
This is Charles Grodin. They're asking me to do a promotional spot for station WAVA. Personally, I've never listened to the station, nor would I listen to the station, because this is a very, very crummy setup they have here. I mean, I'm actually standing in a coal bin. I didn't even know they had coal bins. I mean, they've got a lot of coal here and coal dust, and it's just some kind of a deal my agent made that I'm gonna get get him on the phone, will you? This is just filth here. A lot of fat guys working in filth. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Peter Frampton, and I never, I mean never, listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, The Morning Zoo on 105. WAVA. Please feel free to ad lib. Oh, I see. Right.
Is this your first trip to New York?
First trip anywhere.
Well, hell, we might just have to give you one for free.
Yeah. On what?
Welcome to another edition of What Do You... A new radio quiz game loosely based on all the old radio quiz games. The rules are very simple. We shall ask a team of two personalities, Lord Elpis...
Hello.
...and the Deaconess of Detroit, a series of questions in either category, or special category. If they get it right, they get a... And if they get a wrong answer, they get a... from the studio audience. At the end of the contest, they will hear this, and they must stop immediately. At any point in the proceedings, they may be given a... which means they can ask for another question, or if they hear a... it's the fire alarm. When they want to interrupt a... or a... but not a... question, they must press their special buttons. Lord Elpis, will you press yours? And Deaconess yours. If they get it right, they get 15 points on the scoreboard here, four letters on the radio blackboard for each correct part, and a shot from our mystery gunner. Like so. Right, well, those very simply are the rules. We'll be back again same time next week. Till then, goodbye from Lord Elpis.
Goodbye.
The Deaconess of Detroit. Bye. And from me, it's...
See, you never appreciate your language till you go to a foreign country that doesn't have the courtesy to speak English. I went over there thinking, no problem. I don't speak any French. I'm thinking, no problem. English is a universal language. It'll be easy. So I get off the plane, get into the taxi, say to the driver, "I'd like to go to a hotel, please." The driver turns and goes, "What? What is that you're saying?" So the first thing you do, this is really dumb. You think this will help. You adopt a French accent.
"I would like to go to the hotel."
So that's nothing. So I went out, I bought a little French phrase book, hoping to memorize little phrases, you know, can I go to the bathroom and things like that. But French is not like Spanish. In Spanish, you can sound it out. It's easy for Americans. You know, every vowel is a syllable. You go, "Casa de Pepe." "Donde está Casa de Pepe?" But French is like, "Junde le doigt."
"Lutte le doigt." Hey, fans, I was out kind of late last night celebrating something. I wish to God I could remember what it was. But anyway, I don't really have anything planned for today, so let's just take some phone calls, okay? Just dial 685-581-28115, 6844, okay? Here's something you might have thought about. Hey, now that we've put the lights in Wrigley Field, shouldn't they be allowed to hire professional baseball players? What do you think? Or on a more personal note, what exactly are the rules in pocket pool? I mean, I play, but I never know if I win, you know what I mean? Hey, fans, that's all the time we have. Just as well, though, a bunch of phones ringing. That's the last thing I need, anyhow. So this is Biff Byrnes sending it back to the studio. Hello again, everybody. This is Biff Byrnes with a special hello. Greetings to Boomer Anderson.
Hi, Kim, how you doing?
Don and Mike, the morning zoo.
Hey, y'all, come on. Don't be so tight. Kill my daddy. Roll money.
We have a fortune.
Look at this studio filled with glamorous prizes, fabulous and exciting merchandise, including the car that's become a legend, the $20,000 Trans Am, a sophisticated designer watch and matching travel clock, and a fantastic seven-day Hawaiian cruise for two. Over $143,000 just waiting to be won on Wheel of Fortune. And now, here's your host, Pat Sajak.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to Wheel of Fortune. Nice to have you all with us. And now, please help me welcome our hostess. Here is Vanna White. Oh, Vanna.
I'll never forget us and our flat chests. I couldn't believe it. So we decide to order this Mark Eden bus developer that we'd seen advertised. So sure enough, we ordered it. And religiously, night after night, we would do our exercises, just waiting for our chest to get bigger.
Let's go on with our show.
And we're having fun in the morning. Music all day. Power 105, WAVA.
Cleaner and chocolate lover.
Everybody, this is news.
Make it snappy!
Beginning next Wednesday, the official forecast for Broward County low tonight, mid-60%.
Why, you?
Relative humidity, 4 o'clock. The barometer is 76 degrees, and the current Fort Lauderdale temperature, where it's immediately falling at 30.08 inches. In Hollywood, it's also at this hour. Next news, Friday. Late-breaking news stories next week. This is partly cloudy and mild.
John Cameron Crazy.
The Morning Zoo.
The guy got his vasectomy at Sears.
What happened?
Every time he and his wife made love, the garage door started opening.
Ah, bull.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hi, at 7 o'clock at WAVA, we'll have a cash call coming up. If you know that pesky, wordy phrase that pays, you can win up to $10,000. A station ever give away 10 grand yesterday, Slinky? Do we know? Did we ever give away the 10 grand yesterday?
Not that I'm aware of. They were trying real hard. I remember the last cash call of the day was so close, but...
Well, that would indicate we might have it.
Huh? Ooh, we might. So who knows? Know that pesky, wordy phrase that pays. So is the weatherman there?
He's coming. He's in the men's room. He should be very quick. I wouldn't let him take the Toys R Us flyer in there with him.
Ooh, police hat.
Ooh, hold on, officer of the law standing right outside our door. With,
more police stuff.
Oh, look at this. We'll kiss the officer's butt. The officer can come in
here. Sure, bring him in. Sure.
Ooh, look at these. Ooh, look at these. Very nice.
Oh, this is great. Hello, officer.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Nice to meet you, sir. Good morning. What's your name, sir?
I'm Don. That's Mike. Officer Bob.
Officer Bob. Well, thank you very much for these wonderful hats. Officer Bob, you know, we're turning into Elvis here. Elvis used to collect badges, but we now like collecting the hats. And look at these cool patches.
Yeah. You know what I forgot to tell you? I called you yesterday, and I didn't get through. But after we left here, on my drive home yesterday, I put on the lawman hat.
The trooper hat?
The trooper hat. And I tell you, even with my beard and sunglasses looking not at all like an officer of the law, people were pulling over. It was fun. I was playing cop, but I didn't have the badge.
We just lost my wife there. Sorry.
Hold on a second. Hold it. We're going to call her back. We really appreciate you bringing these hats by. These are very nice. These are super deluxe hats.
Thank
super
you very
deluxe.
Much.
Super all right.
Deluxe.
Thank you very much, officer.
Be careful with those hats.
Oh, be careful. Will. Let's be careful out there.
Be careful out there.
Yeah, thanks for the patches, too.
All that good stuff.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks, officer.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, that's great. Calling Frida back now.
Don and Mike, the policeman's friend.
These are nice hats.
Well, I don't know why she hung up on me. I thought that was a perfectly interesting conversation we were having.
Yeah, doesn't she get into police hats like you and I do? I guess maybe she does not get as excited about that particular part of
it. She thought it was kind of... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, big guy.
Hi.
Hi, can I talk to Mommy for a second?
Okay.
Okay, it's 702 at WAVA.
Mommy!
What?
Hello?
Did you get bored with the conversation?
No, darling, I didn't hang up. This burger, I don't know, the cheese shifted or something.
Oh, the cheeseburger phone.
The cheeseburger phone. Hey, great news, I got another police hat.
Yeah.
I got these patches. If you would sew these patches like on a blue shirt, look at that. Mike, wouldn't that look like a real police man shirt?
That's the official patch right there.
I'm sure a lot of other women have to make uniforms for their husbands and watch them wear their hats and drive down the road with them wearing the police hats. I'm sure this isn't abnormal at all.
I did not wear my trooper hat yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I got to be honest with you. There was this one guy that was going a little too fast, and he looked a little obnoxious. He was cutting in and out of the lane. So, well, I didn't want to do it. But all of a sudden, I felt this incredible desire to put the trooper hat on, and I pulled up really close to him. And he put his signal on and pulled over and slowed down. And then when I drove by him and he looked and saw me with the beard, he was totally confused. He didn't know what to think.
Well, I thought I looked pretty smart in that trooper hat. What did you think, honey?
Oh, I was very excited by it.
Did you wear it around the house yesterday?
Yeah, of course.
Just with his underwear, of course. And we're going to get him a holster just so he can walk around with his underwear holster.
I was wearing my tool belt yesterday. Yeah. Pretended it was a holster. Yeah. Well, can I talk to the weatherman, please?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, and it's 7:03. Phone scan is coming right up, I promise. Here on the Big Al Show.
The tribute show.
Hello?
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, good morning. Will you have the weather for us?
Yeah.
Okay, let her go.
Ecto change your pack.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, okay.
It's a good day to say goodbye to Alan Goodman. Good luck, Al.
Yeah, good luck, Al. We're all going to miss you. Okay, well, that's enough thinking about Al. How about the weather? What?
Wait, sunny, then getting cloudy, rain tonight, high 75, low 58.
Yeah.
Cloudy and breezy tomorrow with more rain. High 60. Now it's 61, fun-loving degrees.
Fun-loving degrees.
This is Bart the Weatherman on WAVA.
Okay, I love you. I'll see you later.
Bye, Bart.
Hey, I got another police hat. Well, nobody in my family cares except me.
That's it on the cheeseburger phone.
Pinch me, keep on dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
Ball hit. WAVA.
Thursday, April 10th, 2008. Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak. Rob, I cannot believe this is the last Best of Don and Mike.
I can't either. And it was weird knowing that we had 8 segments to fill and trying to pick everything that was high enough quality to meet that standard. I hope we did, and I think we did.
I'm surprised you didn't have a nervous breakdown trying to choose just the right segments to pack into this last show.
Day ain't over yet.
Also, can't believe that tomorrow's the last live Don and Mike show. Don Geronimo returns tomorrow to do it one more time. I'm pretty sure I'm going to cry that day. I've marked it on my calendar.
You marked the crying?
Yes, I did.
Well,
you know, so I wouldn't forget.
Okay, very good. Well, I'll remind you.
There's much joy to be had, and we're having it today.
Absolutely, absolutely. This first segment is of historical import. Listeners from long ago and not so long ago know of Major Bill. He's become part of the fabric of the show. He actually was a record producer of some import in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. Many number one records, but he came to Don and Mike's attention in the mid-80s as a man who thought Elvis was still alive. And this harkens back to then. See, before this is long before he was just the voice of Brandy the dog.
And before us.
That's right. So Don and Mike have a little fun at the expense of Major Bill Smith on the Best of Don and Mike.
Major Bill now says he's going to try to arrange it for Elvis to stay up late enough to call us.
You know what I'd like to do sometime, really, if we really wanted to pull a fast one on the Major? Simply could put together a voice like that and just call the Major and say, hey, this is the king.
You want to try it?
Yeah, sure.
Here's the phone. Okay, there we go.
There we are.
All right.
Yeah, so is Major Bill Smith there? I'm just fine. I wanted to see if I could go on the radio with those guys. Is there any way we... Hello? He hung up on me.
He hung up on me. He sounded like he was really, really tired. We woke him up. I thought he was buying it. He said something about a conference call, and then he hung up the phone.
About a conference call?
I don't know. I guess he didn't. I'll tell you, hook, line, and sinker.
Diana just came running in and said, we got a call on the WAVA request line. It's Major Bill.
Yeah.
Major Bill apparently put him on hold to conference him because he's going to call us now.
Oh, no.
So now, he won't have anybody on the other line, but we can't let on that we even know what the hell he's talking about. All right, let's break in for this bulletin from the Mage. Hello, Mage.
Good morning. I want you to know that I still love y'all. Y'all are my favorite, and I have a friend this morning. Just a second.
Hello, Mage? Hello, Mage? Mage?
Hello, Mage?
No, Mage would be on his other line right now trying to conference the friend.
I know, Frank.
Hello.
Well, we're going to have to... Mage?
Yes. Are you there?
Yeah, are you there? Hello.
Okay, I'm trying to get my conferencing. Just hold on a second.
Okay, I tell you, can I come back to you?
Yes, please.
Okay, be right back with Major Bill, and is it him?
It's him.
All right, be right back, Mage. Be right back. Oh, hold on. Now, he's on hold. Now. Go in the other room, and you call him as Elvis. And okay. Frank, you come in here with me.
Okay.
Are you ready, Frankie?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Hello?
Hello?
And?
I have a special friend. I'm not saying anything. My special friend is on the line that would like to, and he has stayed up all night in order to say an exclusive hello to Don and Mike, WAVA. So
this would be it, Mage?
I hope you're able to pick him up. So say hello to my friend.
Hello.
Hello. I just want to say, Major Bill's a good friend of mine.
Major Bill's a good friend. Is this Elvis Presley?
I don't think names are important right now.
Is this Elvis Presley?
I don't want to talk about names. You know, I've spent a lot of time, been up all night on this.
Been up all night. What do you do when you stay up all night, friend?
Basically, I stay up, watching some late night shows, late night with David Letterman.
What? You watch late night with David Letterman?
I watch some of the TV shows.
You ever watch football?
I'm a football fan.
Who's your favorite football team?
He better not say the Washington Redskins. He better say the Dallas Cowboys.
Who's your favorite team there?
How about Dallas? Texas is a good state.
What about your favorite baseball team? I read a report that your favorite baseball team is the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, I love the Boston Red Sox. Before the Lee Boggs controversy came up.
So you are aware of the headlines in today's papers. You must really be alive still.
I'm kind of tired, but I read the newsreader. I'm going to go. I got to go.
Okay, goodbye. All right.
Well, Mage, both Mike and I can say that we firmly believe. Don't you believe, Mike?
I know I believe. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Are we off the air?
No, let me take you off the air. Hold on a second, Mage. Okay. Hey, Frank, would you pick this up for a second? Thank you, Mage. God bless you.
Okay.
All right. I hope the cops now realize. Mm-hmm. I think we've severed that one forever. I think when he finds out,
I don't think there's going to be any revisiting the Mage. I really think that's pretty much it.
You know, Frank held up a note and wanted me to ask if Elvis liked Buddy Rich.
I knew I liked the Boston Red Sox question.
I thought you were going to say the Giants were your favorite team. For God's sake.
I didn't want to commit to anything. I was really tired.
It is
The Morning Zoo with Don and Mike, Power 105, WAVA.
This is the Don and Mike Show.